I mentioned prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Does it offend you? Does it upset you? Does it have a place in some of our institutions, parliaments, local council meetings? For example, let me read you this. These words are recited at the start of parliamentary sitting weeks, federal parliament, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy special blessing upon this parliament, and that thou wouldst be pleased to direct and prosper the work of thy servants to the advancement of thy glory and to the true welfare of the people of Australia. Those words are said by the president or the speaker, and then followed up by the Lord's Prayer. Have you ever, I don't know if you ever paid attention to it at the start of a parliamentary sitting week, there are a number of councils around Victoria that still do the Lord's Prayer at the start of council meetings as well. But there is a suggestion that saying those words, the Lord's Prayer, could be unlawful. To explain what that advice is based on is a man named Dr. Luke Beck, a constitutional law expert and ambassador for the National Secular Lobby. Luke, thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Unlawful to say it at a council meeting?
Yeah, so this comes back to a really basic rule of law principle in Australia and elsewhere around the former British Commonwealth. So you and I as private individuals, everything is legal. We can do whatever we want unless there's some law stopping us saying that we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for governments, federal, state, local, it's completely the opposite. They can do nothing unless some law gives them permission to do it. And so local councils in Victoria have their powers under the Victorian Local Government Act, and they can only do things authorised by that statute.
Mm.
And essentially, there's nothing in that statute authorising them to incorporate religious rituals as part of their official proceedings. And this issue arose quite a few years ago in the United Kingdom. Some people, a local councillor in a town called Bidford in England, sued his own local council, of which he was a member, an elected member, saying, I'm not a Christian, but my council starts every official meeting with a Christian ritual, and I feel excluded. Our community is not all exclusively Christian. We have all sorts of people from all sorts of different religions. Dear English High Court, does this council have power to do it? And the English High Court said, no, councils in England don't have power to do it because there's nothing in the legislation giving them power to do it. And then later on, the British Parliament turned around and passed a special law giving councils power to give to have religious rituals in the as part of their proceedings. Now in Victoria, just over half of councils start their meetings.
I'm having a look through a list of a number of them. There's Shire of Loddon, City of Latrobe, City of Hume, Horsham, Glenelg, Campaspe, Cardinia. There's quite a number of them that do still.
Yeah.
A prayer is recited at the start. In some instances, it's even an interfaith prayer that is performed. Particularly, that's at the City of Greater Dandenong. An interfaith prayer is performed.
Yeah.
Some have decided not to have it, and that's the local council's decision.
Well, yes and no. So local councils are only allowed to make decisions that they have given power to make under law. Councils like federal, state governments, the local health department, they can't just make things up as they go along. They can only act in accordance with law. And as it happens, based on this English High Court decision, which looked at the British Local Government Act, which is functionally equivalent to the Victorian Local Government Act.
Functionally equivalent, but is it equivalent? We don't have the... The British Local Government Act doesn't run the Victorian Local Government Act.
It provides a precedent to say, well, there's nothing in the British version saying you can have prayers. There's nothing in the Victorian version saying you can have prayers. So therefore, based on the English precedent, you can't. So somebody in Victoria, say a Muslim or a Hindu or an atheist councillor, for example, or member of the public, might go to the Victorian Supreme Court and say, hey, Supreme Court, based on this English precedent, our situation is identical. We're calling on you to say that this practice of having non-inclusive opening ceremonies is not actually legally allowed. And somebody might actually go to court and do that. So unless and until we have someone go to court and run that
argument. Are you actively fishing for someone to take to court? You'd represent them, I assume?
No, I'm not a practicing lawyer. I'm an academic at a university, so I wouldn't be doing that. You'd have to find a barrister to run that kind of thing for you, but I'm sure there'd be someone willing to act pro bono. But this is an issue out there. It's the question of, you know, inclusivity. We don't have a situation where everybody in the Victorian community is a member of the one religion. So why would we have an opening ceremony for a governmental meeting, our elected local council, meant to represent all of us, but they have official rituals as part of their official proceedings that are associated with exclusively one religion, with the one exception of Greater Dandenong Council that invites all sorts of different people to give their opening prayer.
What's your biggest issue with it? What's the problem with it? Who's it hurting?
If you are not a Christian and you go to your local council meeting and they, you know, have a Christian ritual as part of their official proceedings, that's the local elected government saying, we give a special status to this one religion that we do not give to other religions in our community. So that's not treating people inclusively. That's not treating people
But aren't you then excluding people who are of the Christian faith?
Well, at the moment, we're excluding everybody else. So it's about treating
everybody equally. So you would just prefer to exclude the people of the Christian religious faith?
Absolutely not. I would want to exclude everybody, including Christians. You would want to include absolutely everybody, all members of the community, including Christians, including Muslims, including Hindus, including atheists, et cetera. You want to include everybody because we are all equal.
So the issue is not that it's a prayer, it's just that it's a Christian prayer only and it should be an entire interfaith procedure if it's going to exist at all.
If you're having an opening ceremony of some sort, it should be inclusive and equal and open to all, yeah. Mm. So it's a question of inclusivity. It's a question of, and it's also it's a fundamental question of what is authorised by the legislation. Now,
Your lobby group has tried to push this, raise this change with the federal parliament, and there was a committee inquiry that was done. The Senate ruled, no, we are going to keep it. There is not majority support for ditching these institutions, for ditching the Lord's Prayer. What makes you more confident that this attempt will work?
Well, I'm not sure that there isn't an attempt, but there's a pretty important distinction between Parliament and local councils. What goes on inside Parliament, parliamentary chambers, is, as a general proposition, privileged by parliamentary privilege and can't be looked at by the courts. That's not true for local councils. What happens in local council chambers can be challenged in court, and so there's a fundamental question of whether what happens in local councils is authorised by law or not. So there's kind of a technical legal difference.
Okay, so technically local councils that have a religious prayer, Lord's Prayer, at the start of their proceedings, technically they're breaking the law?
Yes, most likely, yes.
All right, thank you for your time. Go again.
On the basis that there's no law authorising them to do that, so therefore they're exceeding their powers.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Dr. Luke Beck, a constitutional law expert and ambassador for the National Secular Lobby. Keen to get your thoughts on the subject of whether the Lord's Prayer should be ruled out of order, should be ruled illegal. Well, according to Dr. Luke Beck, it already is. Officially, by the letter of the law, illegal for local councils to have the Lord's Prayer at the start of their proceedings.